Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all live from the Bronx. And today I wanted to offer just a little bit of an insight into an image that I've been working on as I prepare for a day of recollection for a group of Carmelite nuns, the aged and infirmed. As I prepare for this day, you know, thinking about these sisters who I've known for years, and now that I'm a priest, I'm able to serve them in some new ways that I wasn't able to before. I've been really stewing on the image of the mountain. You know, Mount Carmel is a very important image for us Carmelites. It's where we get our name from. And I think one of the important insights that this image offers us, and we're getting into maybe a time of human society where we wrestle with understanding images and allowing ourselves to be penetrated and to really be open to the use of images as a tool of education. One of the things the mountain offers us is the need of change of perspective. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, one of the first things that we can know about a mountain in relationship to the human condition is when someone has their gaze broke from the path that they're on and they suddenly see the top of the mountain, you know, it's like an invitation is given to the soul. And for many people, they embrace this invitation and become like mountain climbers and go up just to see the peak and embrace this perspective. But that invitation, maybe from the beauty of the mountain peak, you know, breaks something that might have grown monotonous in our life in relationship to the pathways we may be currently walking, whatever our vocation is or whatever our current work is, and etc. And when we have that break in the routine and that break in the monotony, particularly through an invitation like the beauty the mountain offers us, particularly its peak. I've always been fascinated by snow-capped mountains when you're at the base and it's all hot and humid and etc., but yet you can gaze at the top and see how cold it is and the beauty of the white snow and etc. It always invokes something in me. And embracing this invitation and taking the necessary steps up the mountain reminds us that we're already having a shift in our perspective. And that's so important for the spiritual life because the Spirit blows where He wills, and we need to make sure we are open to the Holy Spirit and the work that He is giving to us, helping us to become holy, for He is the sanctifier. So when we embrace this journey of the mountain, one of the preeminent things that will be happening is the shift in perspective from maybe the blindness that is impacting us in the way that we were walking around the base of the mountain to becoming and growing into eyes that really see. You know, the Lord had to take three of the apostles away so they could be prepared for the transfiguration. There was Moses himself seeing something upon the mountain that broke him from going out to the herds to go up the mountain and etc. And that shift in perspective, that ability to have our gaze, our ability to see, grow, and be transformed is of the utmost importance as we seek to be a people that are always willing to journey with God, to God, for our own benefit. Not in a prideful way, but realizing as a child, we can have no life apart from the one who has brought us into existence, God. That's why this change in perspective is underlined by a true, profound act of humility. To take that step off of the current way you might be going in your life, the current way of seeing, to begin to believe you can journey up that mountain and allow yourself to maybe see from a perspective of the divine, from a godlike perspective, which He offers to us through moments in our life by His very act of graces, His act of just being present to us and etc. I don't want to go too deep because I want to make sure I leave enough room for you all to sort of just gnaw upon this image and this transition within the spiritual life for your own self. You know, I always like to leave a little bit of room in my conferences and my homilies and etc. so people can wrestle with things. I find myself really always going to the name Israel, the one who wrestles with God. And we have received that mantle, as Carmelite said. I want to make sure if you're engaging with my Carmelite content, you feel and you believe and you think that you can also enter into that space and become like Israel and wrestle with God. So maybe think about your life and where have been these little mountain peaks that might have allowed your gaze to shift a bit, to help you to begin a journey to a new perspective. Or maybe you need something to change in your life. You're just really getting off the mark and you have yet to find that place, that space, that peak to shift. But now that you're able to think in that way, where might you look to find it? Have you asked the Holy Spirit to guide you, to give you the eyes of Christ through His presence? For He is the Spirit sent to us by the Father and the Son. All these things are for our own benefit. Change is never easy. Change is difficult. Change is challenging. But it is through this movement in the Spirit where our eyes, not just of our mind, but of our heart, can be transformed by the flames of the Spirit, through this movement up the mountain, that we can begin to see as Christ sees, as the one who is poor in spirit. So, my brothers and sisters, be not afraid. Be not afraid, as St. John Paul II taught us. And allow yourself to be open to the movement of the Spirit in your life, particularly as maybe the beauty of whatever mountain peak He might show to you allows you to become aware of the possibilities that are open to you. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast. It really does help me. Also, if you want to have more of my Carmelite content, go over and visit my website, thefrankfriar.com. At thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my articles on the Catholic Stand, previous blog posts. You can also find links to videos on YouTube, and you can contact me through that website, too. That's thefrankfriar.com. Thank you. Have a good day, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.